Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
There's something leaking in your restaurant and it's costing you time and money. I want to help you fix that today. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And like I said, there's something leaking in your restaurant that I want you to get fixed as soon as possible because it's costing you time and money. You know, it's impossible to walk by a sink with a dripping faucet without turning it off and fixing it. It's just difficult to bear the waste. To see that wasted water and not fix it drives us crazy. So we naturally fix it. Well, in your restaurant, there are leaks all over the place. It's an outdated website. It's an outdated menu. It's outdated pricing. It's poor posts on social media. It's not treating your staff as well as you could or not having the proper tools for promotions in place, not having the right bonuses, not having the right structure in place. And so your great talent is leaving you and going somewhere else. It might be wasteful in the kitchen. There might be leaks in the bar, but there are leaks everywhere in your restaurant. We've just turned a blind eye to them and said, we're too busy. We can't deal with that right now. We'll get to it soon one day. Well, I want that day to be today for you. I want you to look at every leak in your restaurant and think of it as that leaking faucet that you would just reach right over and fix right now. This is actually a little bit easier than you might think it is. But the first step is to first recognize and accept that there are leaks in your business and they are actually costing you time and money. The second thing to do is to create a list of all of those leaks and prioritize them in some kind of order so you have something to refer back to and start knocking them off your list. But the third, and I think the most important step in this process, is to refuse to ignore the leaks anymore. I hope you enjoyed today's training and I look forward to bringing you another training video next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.